Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your hosts, Pastor and Evangelist White. Please go with us to the throne of grace. Dear Lord, thank you for allowing us to see another glorious day that was not promised to us. As we slept last night, thank you for having your angels camp all around us. Allow us to be the instruments for you this morning to bring forth your word from heaven. Please allow someone to truly have clarity on what the Holy Ghost is saying at this hour. We give you all the glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. In Jesus' sweet name we pray, amen and amen. Good morning, good people. Good morning, Pastor White.
Good morning, Evangelist. How are you this morning?
I am blessed, highly favored, on top, and still rising, sir.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
We'll see you in a few Saturdays, you okay?
Yes, sir. I was just about to say, bless God, we were not tuned in for a couple of weeks due to the move of our new location for
Praise
our church building.
Amen.
Amen. God is good. So we have done our first dedication service onto the building last week. And it was also our anniversary, baby. So,
amen.
Amen. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, God has given us another great topic today. Who caused you to stumble? And our subtopic, keep your eyes on God. It's good, huh?
Amen.
A stumbling block you don't want to become, and you don't want them in your life either. But Pastor White, what do you do when the stumbling block comes from someone you love dearly, or from someone whom you know you are called to labor in God's kingdom? In order to avoid stumbling blocks, we need to recognize them when they arise. A stumbling block is conduct that is offensive or causes shock to another. At the most basic level, a stumbling block is an obstacle to our progress in the Lord. It's something that gets in between us and God's perfect plan for our lives. A circumstance that causes difficulty or hesitation. It's a snare. The Strong's Concordance defines a stumbling block as any person or thing by which one is deceived, drawn into error or sin. People may introduce temptations, which is also stumbling blocks, into your life. However, the responsibility to our walk is ultimately our own. Let me ask you a question. What do you think about that when it's said in the very beginning that sometimes stumbling blocks come from those that we love? And what do you do when a stumbling block comes from someone who you know God has put in your path to labor in the kingdom of God?
Well, for me, you know, first is understanding what the scriptures have to say about that, especially when you hear Jesus say, you know, think not I come to bring peace but a sword.
Yes.
And set a man at variance, you know, against his own father, you know, father against son, and mother against daughter, and mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. Clearly, Jesus let us know that, you know, in the last days, that even amongst our own household, we will have enemies. So I think what it starts with is not being shocked by the things that you are going to see.
Amen.
And the things that we are going to face. I think a lot of times when we are not prepared because we don't understand what the scripture says, we are offended. And a lot of times, you know, offenses come because you're standing on what's right.
Mm.
And when you choose to stand on what's right, just be prepared to face, you know, ridicule, to be rejected.
Persecuted.
Of men, to be persecuted.
Amen.
It's not you.
That's right.
But a lot of times it's the God in you, and it is the standard that you choose to uphold.
Yes.
And usually judgment has to start first. Where?
In the house of God.
In the house of God.
Mm. You know, I really like that. And one of the things that God was telling me was, even though he's going to deal with the one who introduces the stumbling block, whether it be a spirit of error or some form of lust, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, the burden still remains on us to discern, confront, and press past the stumbling block, no matter who introduces it and no matter what it is. It is important to discern so that you will know when the stumbling block comes.
Mm-hmm.
When you confront, that means you face it and you deal with it. And then when you press, you move past the temptation that is before you with the help of God. But oftentimes we don't even know the stumbling block that is before us, let alone if we're a stumbling block. I wanted to get into two scriptures, and if you have some as well, Pastor, please join. Feel free to jump in. The one scripture that God gave me, though, first was 1 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, and the 9th verse, where it says, "But take heed, lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak." And I know you can go a little bit more in depth about here, because I believe here is when they were speaking about the meat and the idol and the worship. But one of the things that really pointed out to me was the liberty part. And the liberty means freedom of choice or right to decide. The availability of an option does not dictate its use, especially when love and concern for someone else becomes a factor. The most danger in an unstrained approach to a Christian liberty is the possibility of causing sin in the weaker brother. And that is one of the things that I believe sometimes people not always necessarily approach it the right way, but I can understand now why sometimes people would say, you shouldn't do that or you shouldn't do this. It wasn't so much as someone was trying to have control and tell someone what someone was doing. But if you're watching, if a person who just is younger and as a babe, and they're trying to stop cussing, and you have them over your house and you're watching a movie and all it's doing is cussing, that can cause a brother to stumble. Am I right about that, Pastor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're aware, but you know the thing is being spiritually minded.
Yes.
If you're a carnal minded and a carnal minded person,
yes,
you think more on
yourself.
Of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, your mind does not even, you know, get off self.
Yes.
Your attitude would be, you know, this is my house. You know what I mean? You in my
mercy.
Space.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And if it offends you, then you know what I mean. Don't come over here.
Oh Jesus!
You know, go stay home. You know, with your saved, sanctified self.
Holier
and,
than thou.
You know, then, you know, you go somewhere else with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the approach is not more of winning your brother over to Christ.
That's
or
right.
Maintaining a relationship.
Or helping them become stronger as a saint, right?
Right. You know, it's not a care of your spiritual development.
Amen.
It's more of me being able to do what I want to do in my own space.
Mm-hmm.
And why should I yield to your weakness? You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
To not, you know, be able to watch a certain thing.
And you know, the thing about it, that particular topic, or excuse me, that particular scripture, it's talking about where it said a stumbling block is conduct that is offensive or causes shock to another. And then I look at it saying that it's also something that gets in between us and God's perfect plan for our lives. Stumbling blocks cannot necessarily just be people, but it can also be things that we allow to get in between of ourselves and our relationship with God. You know, oftentimes we can fool the people around us, but we can never fool God. God knows what stumbling block we are allowing to get in between him and I, him and you, as far as the relationship with God goes. And some stumbling blocks, you know, I mean, some are necessary that you're going to have to be able to say, you know what, I got to disconnect myself. Then there's other stumbling blocks, I believe, Pastor, that you have to go before God and ask God really on how you're dealing with this, you know, because a stumbling block is also almost like an offense, if I'm not correct. And
it is.
And in Matthew it speaks about if you are offended, if a brother or a sister has offended you, the word of God tells us what to do. We're supposed to go to them first And then if that doesn't work, we're supposed to bring a witness. And then if that still doesn't work, we're supposed to go before the church. And then if that, so there's steps that you're supposed to do before you just remove the stumbling block completely out of your life. But the thing about it is many of us don't even know who are our stumbling blocks. Let me tell you something, and I know a lot of ladies are listening. If you were in the world and you used to gossip, and you still are connected and you still get on that phone and you still be gossiping with people, you or that other individual is a stumbling block that gets between you and God, because God don't, he don't want us gossiping. If we cannot edify and build things up, things that come out our mouth should not be of gossip and tearing things down. Am I right about that, Pastor?
Amen. And I believe it's in Galatians 6:1,
uh-huh,
when it tells us, you know, if a brother is overtaken in a fault.
Yes.
And it says, you who are spiritual.
Yes.
You see, it goes back to that.
Spiritual.
To the mindset.
That's good.
If you are not a spiritually minded individual, you're going to offend one way or the other.
Yes, you are.
You see, one thing about it is that, you know, offenses sometimes is going to come for even standing for what's right.
Yes.
That's not necessarily an offense.
That's
and
right.
I don't see it in that sense. Not if I'm standing for God. You know, Jesus offended a lot of folk that wasn't trying to live right or that was not trying to follow God.
That's right.
With the right heart attitude.
That's right.
And so therefore we have to understand, because I don't want us to think that, you know, we have to walk on eggshells.
Exactly.
Trying to, you know, to please folk.
That's right.
Or like you like to say, pet devils. Pet demons. You know, you know we're not petting demons or anything like that. But
yes.
You know, we do handle things with a careful hand, looking to God to lead and guide us even when we're making corrections and when we're doing things.
And I believe that's where the discernment comes in.
Right.
You have to discern to be able to know. You know when someone is truly trying to put a stumbling block in your way and cause you to have a, you know, to err in sin, you know, to tempt you with the temptation that, you know, I'm not walking that way no more. I'm really walking with God. If I can be example, if you were a person that used to drink back in the day and you're saved now, and when you get around family or you get around friends, they always trying to offer you a drink and then try to laugh at the end of it. You know, you're trying to be a stumbling block. You're trying to tempt me into something that I used to do, and then you're trying to arouse something out of me to get me outside the character of God, because you already know. And this is why it's so important, like you were speaking about, Pastor, that we have to be spiritual and not natural. We have to know that the offenses are going to come. We have to know that people are going to try. But you know, in Romans 14, it says, in Romans 14 and 13, it says, mm-hmm, let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. So ultimately, we all know that God is the judge. And you know, let's not judge one another on the levels of which we judge, but let's judge on the fact that God is going to deal with you when you try to put a stumbling block in your brother or sister's way. You know, we got to be careful with that. You know, why would we want to see our brothers or sisters, especially in Christ, stumble? You know what I mean? That's where you have to really do a self-inventory. And again, a stumbling block is not necessarily a person. A stumbling block, it was speaking about, can be the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. You know, what you watching on television that is causing you to, you know, not necessarily be on the straight path with God because of what you're allowing your eyes to watch, you're allowing to enter into your spirit gate. You know, what are you allowing when you're on that phone and you're talking? You know, what you're saying and what someone else is receiving on the other end. You have to be, you know, I'm not saying we have to 24/7 be Christians, but we have to be mindful that sometimes we really are the only Bible that people will read, and we don't want to become a stumbling block for other individuals.
Amen. You know, another thing that I thought about as you were speaking, you know, because we know that offenses is going to come.
Yes.
You know, the scripture, Jesus let us know that offenses is going to come. But
yes.
He said, woe unto them to who the offenses come by.
Yes.
You know, that means that we really don't have to do. But when do we you know, or get to a place
mm-hmm.
where things don't offend us as easily as it used to.
Amen.
I mean, I believe that at some point in time, we know that offenses is going to come. There are some things that people are responsible for to ensure that they don't put stumbling blocks in front of their, but what are we doing knowing that offenses is going to come to strengthen the anointing that is within us? Because I believe because I believe at some point it becomes our responsibility to be a little, you know, to be a little sturdy.
Exactly. And I agree with what you're saying. You know, we have to make sure we do better at going before God. And like you said, not always being shocked at when they come. We have to know that they're going to come.
Right.
I think when we take a life of fasting and praying and consecrating and allowing ourselves to be separate from those very things. You know, getting in your word is not enough to just memorize some scriptures and say, I've read my Bible from Genesis to Revelation, especially when you don't apply it,
right.
Especially when you don't do it. And I don't want you to just read the word with your eyes, but I want you to know the word with your heart so that when the offenses come, the Bible says, know how to answer every man. You know what I mean? So we should be able, when an offense comes, when someone tries to come with a stumbling block, there is a way that we're supposed to do things, but everything is supposed to be done out of love. We ain't supposed to cuss nobody straight out because they have offended or tried to put a stumbling block, because sometimes I truly believe that a lot of people are ignorant and they are not even aware of the stumbling block that they're putting before them.
And that's a good point. And the reason why I said that is because, you know, how responsible are we going to be to God when it comes to offenses?
Yes.
We have a sinner that comes in offense.
Amen.
Okay, but he's a sinner.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So how and why am I allowing a sinner to offend me to the point to where it gets me to act out of the character of God?
And you know what? I'm going to tell you, oftentimes, Pastor, sometimes I wonder, like, last week when we had the young lady that came to our church and just opened the door when we were there, and, you know, I know for a fact if the way she was dressed at a lot of other churches, I know the mothers would have been, you know, like right there, you know, get you out and everything. And sometimes it's a test for us to see how we are going to do, because we say we're going to save the lost no matter the cost.
Yeah.
And so when someone comes and they're totally outside of what you are, and instead of you getting offended, how dare you come into the house of God looking like that? And how dare you? Well, do we remember before when we was in the world and when we started coming into the house of God, we weren't always prettied up and so forth. But God was looking at, were we going to embrace this sister? Was we going to judge this sister? Was we going to hand out an olive branch and say, my sister, you are more welcome to come back and have fellowship with us and everything? And see, the one thing about God is all you have to do is plant that seed. You know, the Holy Ghost will convict people right where they are oftentimes, the word and your way of life. But we're supposed to do everything in love, and that's why you have to discern, to know when it's really a stumbling block and an offense, and know when it's really, you know, a test, and even know when it's of God and when it's not of God. You have to discern. But the only way you can discern, Pastor White, is if you're spiritual and if you are in the Word of God.
Amen.
And have the Holy Ghost. If you don't have none of those, you can't discern nothing.
And so that's important. So what I'm hearing, just for a quick recap, when we're talking about stumbling blocks and we're talking about offenses, we're talking about being in relationships.
That's right.
Whenever you are in a relationship,
yes,
whether it's husband and wife, whether it's dealing with people in the church, whether it's dealing with situations in the world where you're on a job,
uh-huh,
you are relating.
Yes.
God made us relational.
Yes, he did.
So we have to understand being peacemakers.
Yes.
We have to really understand, like you said, you know, what is an offense and what isn't.
That's right.
What is something that is coming at us to try to get us off course?
That's right.
And what is something that we should be strong enough to rebuke?
And I was just about to say that, Pastor. Some of us are so doggone sensitive, everything offends you.
Oh, Lord.
I get you. I sneeze. That offended you. You know, so we have to make sure that we are not in our feelings, which are temporary, and we have to make sure that we are in the spirit. We, you know, everything is not necessarily something that you have to go and approach. Everything is not something that you have to confront. Everything is not something that you have have to attack. Sometimes you have to be more spiritually to say, you know what, I'm going to charge it to their mind and not their heart. You know what, God, you saw that, and God, if they're dealing with it in the wrong, you know, I'm asking you to. Sometimes we fight battles that are not really ours to fight. Sometimes it's just an awareness of our spiritual eyes to be open so that we can see what comes, especially when it comes in a different way and in a different person. But some things, everything is not necessarily where I have to confront because I'm so sensitive. Check your feelings at the door. You know, sometimes we have to really get into the spirit and see things, and not everything is offensive. Sometimes we're so sensitive that every little thing somebody says. I remember one time a sister told me, you know, Evangelist, sometimes I have a problem because sometimes, you know, you don't look my way, you don't look my direction.
Mm-hmm.
And we were at church, and I said, what do you mean I don't look your way? I'm not at church for you. I'm in church trying to get my praise up to God. So the reason I'm not looking your way or looking your direction is because I'm looking God's way and I'm looking at his direction. But I promise you, if we were sitting down and we were eating, I would be looking your way and giving you attention. But when I come into the house of God, I'm not looking at none of y'all. And I hope all of y'all is not looking at me.
But
I'm looking for God.
But you have people that's just, but is that sensitive? But
yes.
you being able to operate in a greater spiritual level can still restore that situation.
That's right.
Depending upon our answer.
That's right.
You see, we talked about in Bible study, we talked about one of the fruits of the Spirit was
yes.
meekness and gentleness.
Kindness, yes.
And kindness, and how a soft answer can
yes.
turn away wrath.
Yes.
So a lot of times, you know, even though as ignorant as that was,
yes.
that still was an occasion for us to be offended.
Well, and the way I flipped it was, I said, well, honey, when I'm at church, I'm focused on God. But now if you want to have lunch with me, my focus intention will be on you. So do you want to get together and have some lunch? Yes. Yeah, so, and that's all you wanted. You just wanted a little bit of my attention. And so that's what we have to understand, discern, to even understand what is before us.
But we have to understand what the devil wants to do.
That's right.
He wants to come into relationships,
yeah.
and he wants to sow discord.
That's right.
So if we understand
division.
The spiritual relevance,
yes.
of what number one we are trying to accomplish in relationship building,
yes.
because this is what this is all about.
Yes.
You know, offenses and everything else like that becomes a problem when we cannot come together.
That's
I'm right. just thinking about when God confounded the languages back in Genesis, when man and everybody had one mind and one voice to work and work together.
That's right.
But when their intent was not orchestrated by God, and they began to build a tower,
yes.
Trying to reach heaven, and God came down to see what man was doing.
Yes.
It says that he confounded the languages.
Mm.
And then the people begin to look within themselves. They scattered.
Yes. Everywhere.
The relationship of being one was disrupted.
Yes.
Because they was not operating according to the will of God.
Yes.
And the same thing, relationships is not going to work.
That's right.
It's not going to work when God is not the center of it.
That's right.
When you're not receiving instructions from God, that means you are going in self. And when offenses come, we now have to look within ourselves, why should I listen to you?
That's right.
Why should I put up with you?
That's right.
And now we start looking at things really.
Start judging.
And we become judgmental.
That's right.
And now that begins to disrupt the relationship.
And you know what, Pastor? One of the things that I was thinking was sometimes we try to form relationships, or we try to hold on to relationships that God has told us to let go. We try to form relationships without going before God and asking him. See, everyone that we minister to is not necessarily supposed to become a friend. Sometimes we're supposed to minister and bring people into Christ. Sometimes or win them over to Christ. But what happens oftentimes is we have a need, and so we try to become friends, and then what happens is when the stumbling blocks come, we don't really know how to separate the two, because I've tried to give more of what I wanted out of it instead of what God was telling me to do and get out of it.
Amen.
And I think whenever you are dealing with people that causes you to second, to doubt, to go back and forth and waver about God, that causes your progress to come back instead of going forward, that's also, you know, an alert that we should all be able to see and be able to say, okay, who was just in my presence? Or, you know, a stumbling block is not necessarily a speed bump that you're going to see. and know sometimes to slow down before you go over it. And oftentimes we don't see the stumbling blocks. Sometimes we don't see the speed bumps and we just keep going straight through, and it's not until it really hits. So we have to be able to have a discerning to be able to understand that. And when I think about whether it says it be a spirit of error, what does that mean, a spirit of error?
A spirit of error is a spirit in which you actually misjudge.
Yes.
A situation
mm-hmm.
by not being able to discern with
mm-hmm.
the right spirit.
That's good. And then when it says the form of lust, and then it says the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. What about that stumbling block for the pride of life?
Well, one of the things I think about is the seed of the sower when it talks about the different heart attitudes and when the word of God fall on different types of heart.
Yes.
Heart attitudes.
Yes.
You know, and when you have the cares of the world, when that becomes your focus, your money, the things that you have, your career.
Yes.
You know, your the pride of life.
Yes.
You know, like the rich man,
mm-hmm.
like the young rich ruler,
yes.
who Jesus talked to, who did certain things, you
yes.
know, that he did certain things right, but when it came down to his wealth and his money, and Jesus told him to sell all that he had because he had so much possessing, that became an idol to him.
Yes.
So what things are idols to you, things that you are putting before God?
And you know what, Pastor, that's really good, because one of the things that God was telling me, he said, you know, with the ministry that I have given you all, do not do like many before you. And I said, well, you know, God, what do you mean by that? He said a lot of people put mega before, and that became a stumbling block. More of the eyes. I got to get this building. I got to get this right here. I got to have this mega. So you allowed a stumbling block, the pride of life, to come before what God intended and what God wanted. And that's what we have to make sure. We have to make sure we don't allow anything, whether it be spouse, children, family, money, you know, whatever it may be. We can't allow anything to cause a separation between our walk with God. And God is clearly not finished with us. There's still so much more that he wants to bless and give us. But we also have to be able to discern and know not only about the stumbling blocks, but we have to know what to do when the stumbling blocks come our way. And like I said, the Bible says, by loving kindness have I drawn thee. So every stumbling block, now when people are just blatantly the devil, and are trying to cause you, yeah, it's going to take a little bit more sternness to be able to say no. But the same way Jesus had to rebuke Peter and say, get thee behind me that time, you know, there, and that's a loved one that he had to rebuke because of the offense, because of the stumbling block that you tried to put before me. Sometimes we do have to be bold and say, get thee behind me, Satan, and have to rebuke and in love and explain to you why and what you're doing. But we also have to make sure that we are not a stumbling block to someone.
Yeah, and that's the key right there. It comes back to how you respond
yes.
to the things that's before you, because it's your race that you got to run.
That's right.
And at the end of the day, you're going to be judged also according to how you responded
that's right.
to those stumbling blocks,
that's
because
right.
greater is he that is in me
yes.
than he that is in the world.
That's right.
So at some point in time, you know, I even believe when it comes down to the kingdom of heaven, and I believe it's in Matthew, the 18th chapter, when it talks about, when Jesus talks about, you know, not allowing anything to kind of stop you from getting into the kingdom. Like if your eye offends you, pluck
that's
it out.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? If you're if your hand is the issue that is offending you, cut it off. Don't
mm-hmm.
allow anything internally with inside of you to stop you from making it into heaven.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful ending. Well, that was our time for today. We pray that something was said, a scripture that was read, was able to speak to your heart. Who caused you to stumble? And keep your eyes on God no matter what. We thank you for tuning in today to Food for Your Soul. We ask that if you are looking for a place to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, if you desire to be fed word from God and not man, I encourage you all to join us at Living Upon the Rock Church at 433 Kitty Hawk, Suite 1113. That's in Universal City. The zip code is 78148. Our Sunday school begins at 10 a.m., and our worship service starts at 11:15 a.m. Bible study is on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. I am your host, Evangelist White.
Pastor White.
And we are signing out. If God says the same, we will be here again next week, same time. If nobody else tells you, God loves you, and so do we. Amen.
Amen.